It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 24 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Basketball all over the place, Tony.
That and ice.
Yeah, lots of ice. Yeah, I've never seen anything like this. Not this kind of ice.
Really?
Yeah.
How is this different from the ice that y'all had in the snowstorm that everybody talks about? The reason I bought a generator, ice.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a freezing rain that caused a lot of damage. This was more sleet, and it's just like a salt. This is like a pond is frozen over.
Well, it is
everywhere you go.
Greg had to come and get me today.
Yeah.
And my driveway was pristine.
Yeah.
It's still pristine because his vehicle would not end. It didn't indent my driveway.
Yeah. No tracks.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And I've never seen it like that. I mean, the last time, a lot of snow mixed in there with it, too. I don't even like to think about that, though. Man, that was a horrible time. And glad it wasn't that bad this time. Just thankful to all the first responders, the linemen, all the people working out to get everything and keep everything going so we can do what we do, which is just sit there and wait for it to melt. But before we do that, we got to talk about number 67 as we move forward through the greatest players of each number. First one there's Bob Kuchenberg. Tony, you can.
He was a guard for the undefeated Dolphins team, Hall of Famer, a very good offensive lineman. And when you're in these 60s, that's what you're going to get for the very, very most part, except for the guy on the end. We'll get to him in a little bit.
Yeah, Reggie McKenzie, the next one name on there, and he was a
outstanding offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, they called that. What they call that? They called them the electric company.
Right. That's right.
Because they had the juice.
That's exactly right.
And they were the electric company. So then Kimo von
Ohlhofen.
You should know him, Tyler.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know Ohlhofen?
I know Ohlhofen.
He was a really good defensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We didn't
Shocker.
Realize.
Yeah.
We did. I showed you the list. I've got a Steeler for every number.
I know.
We didn't realize how good Kimo von Ohlhofen was until he wasn't there anymore. And then you thought, man, he was pretty good.
You know, when did he play?
He was with the Steelers like in the mid 2000s to like 12 or 13, something like that.
When they were irrelevant.
They weren't irrelevant. they may be irrelevant in the future, but they wasn't irrelevant then.
Yeah.
But he spent his last couple years with the Bengals.
Yeah, just kidding you.
That's okay.
But we're going to talk more about that, about their relevancy later on as we get to it. But right now we're going to talk about basketball.
Need reliable poultry equipment and service? Look no further than Hometown Poultry Supply in Nashville, right next door to McDonald's. And they carry the big brands you know and trust, and they offer 24/7 service and repair. So, Hometown Poultry Supply has your back.
And it's time to talk about the Nashville Scrappers and Scrapperettes. Tony, the Scrappers played Arkadelphia. And won.
Beat the stuffing out of
them. They did, 70-39.
That's a pretty impressive win. We've got to see the Arkadelphia boys. And while, I mean, they've dropped off a tad to beat them by 31.
Yeah.
That's a pretty impressive win.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm so glad Bo Bell's back for him. I really thought he was hurt worse than he was.
Yeah.
Ended up being just a sprain. So he's back and playing well again. And, you got Jalen Staggers, Demetrius Shelley, and Jonte Taylor, the usual suspects.
57 of the 70 points come from those four guys.
Yeah.
And you got that many weapons, you're going to be hard to handle because, you've got a good shot of two of those four guys being on, when they take the floor. And as a defense, you got to pick which two.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so that's the only game the boys played last week. The girls played two games. They beat Lakeside by 57-18.
Lakeside
a 5A school.
That's a 5A school, and that Is that the second time they played Lakeside this year?
No, they played Lake Hamilton before.
Okay.
Yeah, they played Lake Hamilton before.
That's an impressive win.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. And you know, the thing about the Scrapperettes, everything they do is impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. They played all comers during the preseason. You know, that's where they got their three losses. And you know, one of them was against the 1A school, but probably the best school, best girls team in basketball in the state, maybe. And then you got two 6A schools that they split with Bryant and then lost to North Little Rock, one of the top teams in the conference.
You know, it'd add a week or two to the season, but it'd be really interesting to see your 6 or 7 state champions play in a little tournament.
They used to do that.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Like Hoosiers?
An overall champion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they used to do that, but
why'd they do away with it?
I don't know. Probably AAA. Figured it wasn't worth it. They must have had to do something.
Well, maybe Greenwood made a call.
Yeah, Greenwood was in it, so they didn't like it. Yeah. the Scrappers are going to play at Camden Tuesday night this week. And Nashville Scrapperettes, as we talked about, they've got three losses on the year, and those were all preseason losses. They beat Lakeside. They beat Arkadelphia 73-38. So, you know, just another Mercy Rule victory for the Scrapperettes, and they're going to play Camden also this week at Camden, and looking for a boys game might be decent down there on that.
Yeah, that could a possibility of being a really good boys game.
Yeah, and I
they ain't going to play it Tuesday though.
No, I know. I know. We already went through that. We're just going based on the schedule, knowing they're not going to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they'll play sometime. Anyway, we got a chance to catch up with the athletic director over at Nashville, Bunch Nichols, and he was gracious enough to talk to us. And let's see what he has to say about Scrapperette basketball. And we've got Bunch Nichols on the line here, and we're going to talk Scrapperette basketball for a few minutes. Great year by the Scrapperettes so far this year.
Well, it's been a good year so far, Greg. I tell you, you know, it's been a year that has had its ups and downs as far as everything goes. Last year, definitely different than last year. We had a lot of injuries last year, and still Coach Paul Dean every day. You know, he's always cautious out there in practice, the way he practices those girls and everything, because he didn't want a repeat of last year. But it has been a good year for the Nashville Scrapperettes.
And you know, one of the things Coach Dean does is he doesn't shy away from competition in the preseason, and I know that gets them ready for conference and then on through conference into regionals and state too.
Yeah, you know, he believes that you go out and you play the best out there, even if you come away with a loss. If it makes you better, he thinks it's just going to make you better when it gets down to the regional and state playoffs. And Coach Dean, like I say, he doesn't back down from anybody. And our girls have kind of brought on that mentality that he uses. And sometimes you may go out there and you play a North Little Rock and you take a whipping pretty good, or you play, some of these larger schools. But he certainly believes in that.
Really they came out well overall. I mean, I know they took a couple of losses to a really good Earl team, and then to, like you said, to North Little Rock, and then I think they split with Bryant, that's probably their three losses right there.
It is.
And then, go ahead.
It is, and I was at all of those games besides the Earl game. And how about that? How about an Earl team in a smaller classification possibly, should be, maybe, is the best team in girls basketball in the state of Arkansas in that type of classification?
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. it really is amazing. But what I watched the game, and they were really good. just really athletic and really, aggressive. And Scrapperettes didn't back down any at all either. But, I mean, it's just, just situation, they just kept pouring. They just, usually you see those small schools, they may have two or three players if they're a really good team. They had like 10.
Well, that's the thing about it. You know, it doesn't matter what classification when you go to basketball, because you're only going to play five out there at one time. But yeah, it's such a luxury to have, especially if you're a smaller school. It's a luxury to have if you're a 4 or 5A or even a 6A school to have 10 on the bench that you can reach down there and get, you know, another five and put out there, and you don't change anything.
Well, speaking of that, Scrapperettes have quite a few people down there on the bench that they can pull out there and put out there and don't really lose anything. You know, as we went into conference schedule, of course, they hadn't even been tested in conference yet, and probably won't be the way it looks. But just tell us a few of the girls that you see that are kind of leading the team and maybe a little bit of what they're doing.
Well, there's some seniors on this team, and by far they're the leaders of this team. And you start off with Carson Scribner. She's the coach's daughter. She eats and breathes, and it's kind of like the Lyle twins, you know, that Coach Burgess over at the Queen had last year. I've watched those girls. Y'all watched those girls come up. Just unbelievable basketball players, and they're in the gym the whole time. But, you know, they're always been in the gym, and you can tell they're coaches' kids, and Carson's one of these kids that does a real good job. She's long. She can shoot the three. She can take the dribble drive and take it to the basket. Unbelievable on defense. Coach Dean puts her out front of that defense and lets her length really help out. And so she's one of the catalysts on the team. And then you turn around and you look at a junior that we have, an Ava Basilier. I mean, somebody that big that can play inside and out. You know, Ava Basilier, when she's on, she's a girl that can score 30, 40 points a game. And the only problem she has, she's so aggressive out there. A lot of times she gets in foul trouble. But those two are probably your biggest, contributors out there. And one being a junior, one being a senior. But then you throw in Aliris Bennett, who was injured last year, that's just come back and has been unbelievable.
So impressed with her in the Queen game. She played really well against the Leopards.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But you know, there's so many. Sophia McCauley, another one of our big girls, you know, she's a rebounder. She's a defensive player. Doesn't score a lot of points, but again, if you're going to play for Paul Dean, you're going to play defense first. And you've got to make sure that you're going to get that task handled out there. And so all of these girls do that. One of the biggest contributors that we've had has been a blessing, and y'all have seen her before, is Emma Chambers. Emma Chambers is just has a tenacity to get to the basket on the dribble drive, or she can shoot the three, plays great defense. And so she does an unbelievable job out there as well.
Yeah,
she
plays better than she is.
And I can just keep talking about her. We've got a big sophomore, Lucy Hagler, who comes in and plays and comes off the bench a lot of times and gives us points there. But just an unbelievable group of kids. Kiana Stewart has been the biggest surprise for me. I never thought that she would really come off the bench and contribute like she has, but she can shoot the three, not very big. But again, she gets after it on defense, and all these girls. Angel Watson, another one of these girls, and watching her as a freshman and a sophomore, I'm thinking, boy, she's got a long ways to go. Well, she's come a long ways, and she can also handle the basketball. She's unbelievable getting up and down the court in transition. So just I could go on and on about a lot of them, but he has about eight, maybe nine that he can pick off the bench and just say, hey, go play. And so far, it's been a successful recipe for him.
Yeah, they've done really well so far, and bunch of, I think they're ranked like eighth or ninth overall in the Arkansas Democrat poll, and number one in the state in 4A, one of the things that they have a little blurb in the paper, and I think Sunday's paper it said that they won't be tested till they get to regionals, and I'm not sure that they'll get tested in regionals, to be honest with you.
I'm not either.
You know, I think they're. You know, we talked about it. We've talked about it on here all the time about how we feel like there's probably four teams playing for three spots, and that's the 2, 3, 4 spots. And Nashville is going to be number one in the conference, and I don't really see them being tested in any games in the conference. So, anything can happen. That's why they play the games. But I wouldn't see it happening. And you know, and those girls you talk about, when you talk about Scribner and Basileer and Angel Watson and Lyris Bennett and Emma Chambers and you know they play basketball all the time. You know, they play yeah. all summer long in summer league teams and all that, and that just adds to their ability and how, you know, they got a love for the game.
Well, just like
you
got
to have a love yeah. for the game, Greg. I mean, they do. They play all summer long. You know, I would see some of these kids' parents during the summer, and we're not going to be around. We're going to be in Chicago, or we're going to be, you know, here or there. That they go everywhere to play basketball, and it just blows my mind how times have changed. Now, you know, I've been in this business a long time, and the AAU part of it, or team basketball, whatever you want to call it, these girls are playing year-round, and boy, I tell you what, it makes it tough. It makes it tough on a family sometimes. It makes it tough on the kid, but evidently, you know, they like it that much that they do it, and it definitely pays off when it comes back to high school basketball.
Yeah, well, and I think one of the things about that if you want to further your career at the next level, you've got to play there because that's where everybody sees you. They don't really, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're good enough, they're going to find you anyway, obviously. But you can, you know, if you're playing there and somebody says, well, they may be looking at somebody else in those games, but see you and remember you and get you there from that, which they would never come to Southwest Arkansas. To see.
Oh, that's correct.
You know,
that's correct. That's you know, that's where they go. They have to go to these places to really be seen by the bigger schools. And I think most of these girls we've talked about would love to play basketball, or for the most part, most of them. You know, it's been something to sit out there and watch all the recruiting and all the different things nowadays, because it's totally changed from just 2 to 3 years ago. But you definitely have to go play to be seen and. I think that, you know, all of our girls, I know that Coach Burgess over at DeQueen, I know the coach down at Camden, you know, they got the big tall girl down there they all do it. They all have to go out and they get their kids showcased and gives them an opportunity to go to the next level.
Yep, that's right. Well, Tony, you got anything?
No, I just, they've had an outstanding season. You know, we were talking about Earl and how, you know, they have so many good girls, it's hard. You know, used to be you could take one or two people out of a ball game defensively and you may be able to contain a team. You're not going to be able to do that with Scrapperettes. You've almost got just to have a good prayer life and hope that none of them are hitting that night. It's basically your best defense against Scrapperettes.
I mean, and like I say, you know, that's the thing about it. We played and nothing against nobody, and sometimes I get myself in trouble, but I just kind of, you know, tell it like it is. But I mean, we play Friday night. Thursday night because of the weather coming in. We went ahead and played Thursday night with Arkadelphia, and Arkadelphia's got a decent basketball team. Nashville girls probably played one of the worst games that they've played all year long. Coach Paul Dean, Coach Megan Scribner were not happy with them. And even, you know, as fans, a lot of our fans, they get spoiled. And, you know, what's wrong with our girls tonight? Well, they still ended up invoking the sportsmanship rule and beat them by over 30. But it wasn't a good game. So any night, you know, you go up against a team that gets hot and you have a bad night, you can get beat. That's for sure in any sport.
Well, it, highly unlikely with the Scrapperettes, I think, but never impossible. I would agree with that. But, Bunch, we just appreciate you so much taking the time to talk to us, and we hope you'll come back and talk to us some more as we move forward, and we can see how the Scrapperettes do in the conference and also as they go into regionals and the state tournament, too. I'm just going to go ahead and put them in the state. So,
you never know. I've seen stranger things happen, but I appreciate you and Tony both. I tell you, y'all do a great thing for high school athletics, high school basketball for sure. And we certainly appreciate everything that y'all do. I appreciate you having me on. And hey, I'll talk to you anytime about any sport. And because I tell you what, it's all about these kids, and that's the way it should be.
Hey, can we bring you back later and talk about the Steelers hiring Mark McCarthy?
Hey, sure can. Hey, I was just there. I was just there 2 weeks ago, guys. I mean, I've never seen as many yellow towels in my life. I thought Bill Cohen back in the day had the terrible towel, but I really got to see the real one, back a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They didn't play awesome, but the atmosphere is awesome.
Yeah. they may be using those towels to hide their heads now that they got Mike McCarthy.
Well, they may be, or he may turn them around. You know, he's a Pittsburgh guy, you know, growing up there and everything. Yep. I read a big documentary on him, and, I tell you, I am liking – right now I love NFL football. I loved the game last night. It was a good game with the Rams and the Seahawks, and how about the blizzard they played in yesterday early?
Man, totally changed that game. That game changed in a heartbeat.
Unbelievable. It's like two different times they played, you know, on TV there. It's like you're watching one game the first half, you come back the second half, you're in a different place, you know?
Yeah. Those were great games. And, you know, one of the things about me is a fan of the game and not necessarily having my team in there. It's really fun to see some new blood in there. I'm not a big Seattle Seahawks fan. But I'm gonna tell you, Sam Darnold, you gotta respect what he's went through and where he is now.
You do,
yeah.
Well, it's just amazing. I love watching it this time of year. So, but listen, guys, y'all call me anytime. I'd love to come visit with you, talk, we'll do whatever. And if I can ever do anything to help you guys over there, I appreciate it, and I'll do it.
And we'll do the same for you. Thank you,
thank
much.
You, sir.
Have
appreciate
a good day.
You.
Yes, sir. You too.
With more than 60 years behind them, the future is bright for your Gary Autoplex. They continue to grow, adapt, and serve, always putting the community first. When it's time for your next vehicle, trust the dealership that's been with you for generations. York Gary Autoplex.
Time to talk about the MENA Bearcats and Lady Cats. And Tony, a tough week for the Bearcats.
Yeah, lost to Dardanelle 67-37. Ozark 96 to 49. So, I think they started 0-4. So, they're 10-5 since that point, but definitely a tough week against some good teams. This week, they're going to host Pottsville on Tuesday and host Clarksville on Friday. Lady Cats 16-5. They had a 500 week. They lost to Dardanelle 53-50. I bet that was a really good basketball game.
I bet it was, too.
And beat Ozark 43-38. Sound like that might be a pretty good game, too. They play the same as the boys and still having a really good year looking at a 20-win season.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning. And we appreciate them so much for that. And not only that, what they do for the community. And that is offer high quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering or medications, checkups and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
All right, it's time to talk about the Dirks Outlaws and Lady Outlaws and King Tut's unavailable due to the weather. He can't figure out how to open his car door. His truck door's eyes shut.
They're going to do a documentary on this ice storm with Jeff Tuttle snowed in. Probably ate all his snacks on Friday. Probably hadn't had anything to eat.
He's eating snow ice cream. Jeff, just don't eat the yellow snow. It'll be all right. Oh man, but anyway, we miss Tutton,
and we do.
Hopefully, he'll be back next week. But we do have some Outlaw and Lady Outlaw information to talk about, Tony.
Absolutely, it was a good doubleheader against Mountain Pine as the boys win 53-51. The girls win 52-32. You know, Greg, I'll tell you what, Outlaws, they seem to win a lot of close games, and that's the sign of a good basketball. It's a sign of good coaching, but it also some team with some grit, which we know the Outlaws have. Not surprising, but it does seem they've got on the been on the right side of a lot of those 2-3-4 point wins.
Mm-hmm.
Lost to Caddo 54-49. Now that was one on was on the other side of the girls beat Caddo 53-24. So a pretty good week to be an Outlaw.
Yeah, you know, McLean Smith led the way in that one game.
25.
Yeah, and then when you look at the girls, I mean, you know, they just all score.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you might have 10, 11, you know, but then
– a lot like the Scrapperettes from the perspective is you just can't take one or two of them away.
Yeah.
You just got to have a good prayer life that yeah. they're all not hitting on a night.
That's right, because they can all shoot the ball, and yeah. they all will shoot the ball.
That's right.
And they can make it. So, you know, look forward to seeing what they're going to do this week. All right, let's talk about Costot River and the Eagles and Lady Eagles. Tony, especially the Lady Eagles, kind of moving on up.
We talk about this every week. Yeah. I think they won two games last year.
Yeah.
And now they've almost got back to 500. They're 7-9 on the year, split the week, lost to Mansfield 51-42, beat Lavaca 50-45. So it would be, I mean, they've already had a really good season. It would be a spectacular season if the Eagles can get to the 500 or push over the 500 mark. The Eagles having a little bit rougher of a year, lost to Mansfield 74-56, Lavaca 57-42, and still sitting with two wins on the season. Both teams will go to Cedarville on Tuesday. They'll host Mount Ida on Thursday and host Boonville on Friday.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Costot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Costot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Costot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacostotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacostotcolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today. And now it is time for my favorite segment of the program, and that is the award show, where we give away all kinds of different awards from last week's basketball action. So we're going to start off with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week.
And that's going to go to Denacia Briggins, who had 18 points in the win over Hope.
And the Domtar Panther Player of the Week.
That's going to be Kaylee Dancer. She had a big game against Prescott in the win over them.
The Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week.
Hayden Billings, who had 14 points in the win over Murfreesboro.
How about the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week?
That's going to go to Shelby Pound, who had 12 points against Cutter Morning Star.
The Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
That's going to Bo Bell, who had 12 points versus Arkadelphia.
The Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
McLean Smith with 25 points in their victory last week.
And the Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week.
That's going to go to Annabelle Peters for her play last week.
The Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week.
That's going to Silas Lofton. He had 27 points in the victory over South Arkansas Christian.
What about the Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week?
Gwen Bradshaw. She's doing a great job up there for the Lady Eagles as they continue to move towards 500 this year.
The Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area.
We're going to give that to Karsten Scrivener this week. She was big in the Scrapperettes' victory over Arkadelphia.
Nice. The Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area.
That's going to go to Jalen Staggers of the Scrappers, and he had 12 points and 11 rebounds in their win versus Arkadelphia.
And the highly coveted Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area and winner of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air shirt.
That's going to Manola Vasquez of Legacy Academy Warriors, who, you know, this is big. He entered the 2,000-point club last week.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's huge, and he's just a junior.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's all just right. A junior. So congratulations to Manola. He's going to win the, and I hope I'm saying that right. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I know it's Vasquez.
There you go. All right.
I really don't know that either. But, hey, Manolo Vasquez entered the 2,000-point club last week. Congratulations to him. He's the winner of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air T-shirt.
Nice. And one more award to give away, and that is going to be the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
And that's going to be Horatio at Dirks.
Nice.
Can't wait for that. Always a big matchup between those two.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com. And we're done with all of the high school basketball talk, but we always like to talk about some more national topics. And this conversation is brought to you by Mena pre-owned. For all your pre-owned car needs, visit Mina Pre-Owned today.
And go get you a pre-owned auto.
There you go.
Yeah. So, hey, talking about, you know, what's up first?
Well, there's a big game in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, there is. It finally got down to the last football game. I was
everybody thought, New England and Seattle. Everybody beginning the season thought,
yeah, that's right.
It's going to be New England and Seattle. We were on Buffalo and Green Bay.
Yeah, and Buffalo's coach got fired and Green Bay's coach almost did. Well, he almost left.
Yeah.
He didn't almost get fired. But he should have left. Or the Pittsburgh Steelers should have gotten him instead of who they got. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I am kind of excited about it I know a lot of people say they didn't want the Pats in because they've won so many, you know. And I know you're probably one of those because you don't want them to have more rings than the
– Well, I've just resigned myself to the fact that they're going to get their seven before we do, so it might as well be now.
Yeah.
Because our seventh ain't going to come in my lifetime the way we're going.
Yeah. the thing about it is and now I can't think of his name. His first name's Mike, but their coach
– Tomlin?
No.
McCarthy?
No. The coach at New England.
You're McGrable.
Yeah. Is it Mike too?
I believe it is.
Okay, I thought it was.
Yeah,
Mike McGrable.
Yeah, but anyway, I always liked him when he was a player. I liked him at Tennessee as a coach.
Yeah,
and I think that kind of changes my perspective on the Patriots a little bit. I think it's a totally different Patriots.
It is. Yeah. It's like when there was Coke, right? There was Coke, and then. At some point, Coke said, we've got something great here. Let's screw it up.
That's right.
Let's make new Coke. Tyler, are you old enough to remember new Coke?
No.
Oh, my land.
It was horrible.
I bet.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And then I don't think it took a year.
No.
They pulled new Coke and they brought the old Coke back.
Coke
so
classic.
The Patriots were great for a while. They were terrible for a while, and now they're great again.
Yeah. And Mike Vrabel.
Grable.
he's the reason.
He is.
I mean, they were the last 2 years they won four games. This year they were 13-4, I believe, in the regular season. Yeah. And you know, he just turned it around. Good story there.
He'd have been a great hire for the Steelers.
Yeah,
because he was a former linebacker for the Steelers.
Hmm. And then the other side, the Seattle Seahawks, not my favorite team, but I think when you look at. Sam Darnold and what he's done, you know, he was at USC. I think he was the third overall pick by the Jets. You know, he got beat up like a rag doll playing for them. You know, never did anything. They got rid of him. You know, he jumped around, you know, backup quarterbacks. Ended up at Minnesota last year. Led them to one of the best records
but
in the league.
But he only got to play because of an injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the kid from Penn State went down.
Yep.
And he got in there, and he took full advantage of his opportunity.
Yep, but they dumped him after that year.
Well,
and
I think we've established now with Pete Carroll moving on from the Seahawks and getting fired from the Raiders, he was holding them back.
Yeah, yeah.
He was holding the Seahawks back.
Yep. But I really like Sam Darnold. You know, it's just a good story. And I don't know anything about the guy. He could be the worst human being on the earth. I don't know. But, as far as the football play, it's a good story. He's had to overcome a lot from being one of the primetime guys to going all the way down to the bottom, and he's back at the top.
He is. And, I think that it just goes to show you how valuable – two things are to a quarterback that have nothing to do with the quarterback. One is offensive line. You have to block for them. They can't be running for their lives all the time and be accurate. And two, coaching. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been coached up.
Yep.
And how many other quarterbacks have been given up on and are out of the NFL because they never had an offensive line or didn't have any coaching? You know, it makes you think.
And the better you are, the more likely that's going to happen to you, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, because you're going to get drafted by Cleveland. They went through more starting quarterbacks than the rest of the league combined.
Eric Couch.
Oh, man. But you know, I think it's going to be a great game. Looking forward to it. I'm always a little bit sad this time of year.
Yeah, because there's not going to be more football.
Yeah, there's only one more football game.
Yeah.
Till next fall.
Because you can't count the Pro Bowl anymore.
No, well, they play flag. That's girl football.
It's flag football, yeah.
Yeah, the girls play flag football. I don't know why they play flag. I mean, it's like they think they can't get hurt. I don't understand that.
They didn't hit each other.
Well, it was hard enough to get hurt.
It was getting to be a joke even in the past.
Sure.
So
it was.
So it was. Just not play it.
You're right.
Give them a trophy or something and not play it.
Yeah. So moving on, big hire by the Pittsburgh Steelers. This week they hired Mike McCarthy, the Mac Brown of the NFL.
Not the Mac Daddy.
No. Mac Brown, the most overrated college coach ever, and Mike McCarthy may be the most overrated NFL coach. Just my opinion, looking at him when he was at Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, they should have won four Super Bowls. He won one.
Yeah.
And then he goes to Dallas and probably the best team they had since they won a Super Bowl. He does nothing with them.
Yeah.
I just don't see that being the right pick. I mean, it just goes against what the Rooneys in Pittsburgh have done every hire since Chuck Knoll.
Well, what it told me as a Steeler fan is that the Rooneys believe that the Steelers are still just a player or two, a play or two away. And they are not.
No.
They are quagmired in a 9-8 and 10-7 roster. Unless you just think 10 wins is good enough, you've got to start over. And when you hire Mike McCarthy, you're telling him we're going to win the Super Bowl next year. They're not winning the Super Bowl next year.
No. And well, and the other thing is, and my opinion, you know more about the Steelers than I do, the likelihood of them dropping down is much higher than it is of them going up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think they could go 6-10 or 6-11. How about they play 17?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they could do that more likely than they're going to go 11-6.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that, which, frankly, that wouldn't be the worst thing that happened to them. Now, it might be with Mike McCarthy as your coach, but it wouldn't be maybe with Mike Shula or a young guy like that.
Flores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think about all the directions that they could have went, and to me, this absolutely makes the least sense unless you think you can win now. And I'm not even sure it's the best hire if you could think you can win now.
No.
But no. I don't know. It's a puzzler. And, at least the Rooneys are secure enough in themselves to think that because the fan base is, I mean, they're pitchforks at the gate mad. Yeah. So it'll be see how it goes. I give Mike McCarthy 2-3 years at the most. And that goes against everything the Steelers do.
But see, that may be why they did it.
Yeah.
Because I see, looking from the outside in, I think that Tomlin quit because he knew he was going to get fired next year anyway because they're going to go down. You know, they're at the cliff and they're fixing to jump off of it.
Right.
With age and things like that. And so he figured he was going to get fired anyway, so he just quit. So they bring in a guy they know is only going to be there 2 or 3 years. I mean, he's 65.
Yeah.
You know, so he's not going to be – 5 years would be the most if he did well. And I think he's going to be their sacrificial lamb to get them back to, where they want to be. You know, give them a couple of bad teams to get good draft picks and do things like that. Then they'll go hire a coach that's 35 or 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well –
we'll see.
I think you're giving him way too much credit.
We'll see how it plays out. Well, the thing about it, the thing we've learned about NFL is it's not about winning; it's about money.
Yeah.
And so if you make money, that supersedes winning. They'd rather make money than win. That's winning to them, I think.
Right.
Now obviously everybody wants to win a Super Bowl, but usually that ends up costing you money because you got to pay players more.
Yeah.
So if they can do it the other way. Anyway, moving on, Indiana University with their first football national championship, they just became a football school, not a basketball school anymore. see any changes in the way the rest of the NCAA does things based on what Indiana did?
Well, I mean, there's a couple interesting things that I don't totally agree with, but there is some merit to them, that the SEC hasn't won a national football championship since everybody else has been allowed to pay players. implying that the SEC was doing it before everybody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, the how quick it is to get well in a hurry. I mean, you can go from the bottom to the top real quick with the transfer portal and enough money.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I think about him, though, is I think he picked players that nobody else picked.
Yes. A bunch of three stars.
Yeah, well, and a bunch of people that were fifth and sixth-year seniors.
Yeah.
Which, COVID allowed all that.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens now.
Right.
Because he won't get that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and not saying he can't do it again, but we'll just see, because the situation is going to be a little bit different. Instead of playing 24- and 25-year-olds against 18- and 19-year-olds, he'll move back a little bit anyway.
But forever, the Indiana Hoosiers will be the 2025-2026 national champions.
You're right, and congratulations to them. It didn't bother me at all. I loved it. You want to talk about Hog basketball?
I got to watch a good bit of the LSU game, and at times they looked really good, and at times I thought they were going to let LSU win the ball game.
Well, you know, I think there's two things, and I don't know his name. The point guard from LSU and Darius Acup Jr. both first-round picks in the NBA.
Yeah.
That's what that game showed me, because nobody else from LSU did anything.
Right.
I mean, he carried them the whole game. And Acuff with, 31, I think.
Right.
You know, Hogs get the win. It was a tough win. And you know what? One of the things that amazed me, you know, I was planning on going to that game. Of course, the weather kicked me out of going. But it was full up there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, they've got 12 inches of snow.
You wonder, and the thing is, if it was the old way where you had to mail somebody your tickets, or you know, you had to meet somewhere, it wouldn't have been. But in this age where you can just transfer tickets online, you could sell your ticket really fast. And
yeah. Well, I gave mine to somebody that lived up there.
Yeah, they could go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because no sense in it going wasted. So, you know, but I was, you know, I don't know how many. I didn't look to see how many, but I mean, it was a good crowd for seven. For they moved it up to 4:00,
right?
Which helped Tyler out a bunch. He appreciated that.
I was off air the whole time.
but anyway, you know, the thing about the Hogs is they've got to fix those road games. And, you know, the last two road games, they've got beat by an average of 20 points, probably. I don't know what it is exactly, but close to it. But somehow you got to fix those, you know, and I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you can do it in the SEC. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a tough conference to win on the road. And if you could win half your road games, you'd be doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to the Marshall Thundering Herd Dog Group.
Yeah, you do.
Set a school and a Sun Belt record, and I don't know what the national record is, 26 three-pointers in a ball game. Not only made 26 three-pointers, they were 26 of 52. They shot 50% from the three-point line and obliterated Louisiana Monroe 117-60 or something like that. So, doesn't happen every day. Dad and I got to watch it, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. If you're a Monroe alum out there, I'm sorry, but, man, you guys stink.
It's a lot of fun to watch those kind of games.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, when your team's doing it.
Well, you talk a three every basically 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And they took a three-point shot more than 1 minute.
Yeah.
I mean, that was fun to watch.
Yep. But basketball is just now getting really hooked up, you know. I mean, we got about 5 or 6 weeks left in conference basketball, and then you go to the conference tournaments and the NCAA. Looking forward to that. Big win for Rick Pitino. He gets his 900th win.
Yeah, and I put these out here. Some notable guys and how many wins they got to, and we can talk maybe a little about where we think Pitino is on this list, and he's not done. I mean, he could coach a couple more years and get up in the possibly 240s, 250s, something like that. He's already passed Dean Smith, which surprised me. He's going this season. He's going to pass Bobby Knight and Roy Williams. Probably next season, Bill Jim Calhoun and Bob Thuggins,
we got it.
And then he's a distance off from Jim Boeheim and Coach K, but Rick Pitino, probably one of the best, definitely best 10, maybe best 6, 7 all-time college basketball coaches. Won a lot of games at Providence and UK.
Who would you say was the best all-time college coach?
Who would I say is the best all-time college coach?
Not, and I'm not talking about, you know, John Wooden. Then I'm talking about more like now. You know, now as in since we've been really watching it as adults.
I mean, I would have to say Coach K.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's done a lot of winning.
Yeah, he's won a lot of games. You can't argue with that. I never was a big Jim Boeheim fan.
No, me neither.
I don't know.
I always had a lot of respect for Jim Calhoun.
Yeah.
I always thought that UConn would be a tough place to recruit to, and not like recruiting to Duke or somewhere like North Carolina or somewhere like that. And he was always competing with those guys, beating them a lot of the times. So I thought that, I have a lot of respect for Jim Calhoun.
So where do you put Calipari in here with these guys?
Well, you know, I probably should have looked up how many career wins Coach Cal has, but Coach Cal's got he could still coach a long time. I don't know how old he is. I don't know if he's old like you and I, or
he's 65-ish.
65. He is old like you and I.
Yeah, he is.
So he probably, we'll say he's got 5 years left, which the way Arkansas plays, even if you average 20 wins a season, that's 100 more wins.
Yeah.
Is he going to be remembered? I think that he'll be stained a little bit by the cheating that happened at UMass and at Memphis. But he's definitely going to be one of the top 10 college coaches of all times.
I would think so. I'm trying to find out how many wins he's got.
Yeah. There's a little girl on your phone that knows.
I know. 891 career college wins.
Okay, so he's going to get his 900th probably this season too.
Yeah.
So he's right up there with Rick Pitino and Dean Smith and Bobby Knight and Roy Williams. And the likelihood that none of these guys didn't cheat at all is probably zero. I mean, just to be honest, I'm just saying. At Marshall,
or somebody there cheated for
him. At Marshall, we had a coach named Rick Huckabee. He was an assistant at LSU. We hired him. We got great in a hurry. We went to the NCAA tournament, got smoked by Georgetown. But as it turned out, when Marshall won the Southern Conference, he bought with his own money, he bought kids a necklace, the Southern Conference championship necklace. They smacked him down for that. Mm-hmm. Put Marshall on probation. Fired Huckabee. The university fired Huckabee. If that had been UK, people would have giggled. Mm-hmm. But it was Marshall, so we can make an example of Marshall. Mm-hmm. But people would say that's cheating, right? Because it's against the rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying all these guys have probably done something that you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
Well, you can't even buy them dinner.
But Calipari took that. He didn't just buy kids necklaces.
No.
They had championships vacated. So that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, but he never got nailed for it, right? It was something else. Yeah. Hey.
He had a fall guy.
I told you when we hired him. I never liked the guy.
Yeah.
But I will say this. We're going to win a lot of games, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and it
same
has
thing
been.
I've always said.
And it has.
Don't know how many games we'll win, or if we'll win a national championship or not. I would say it's not impossible.
No.
But
Arkansas is going to be in that conversation probably every year that Calipari is there. If they're hot at the end of the year, they got a shot.
Yeah. Long as Johnny Tyson keeps putting the money in NIL.
Yeah.
You know, I mean that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I mean now, so that's it. Anything else you want to talk about nationally?
No, I think we covered everything on the list.
Did see one. The Rangers made some trades that they actually think they're gonna try to contend this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe. We'll talk about that later. But I thought
yeah,
that
the
was
Pirates
hilarious.
Think they are too.
Yeah, I know. Everybody does, right?
That's right. In January, everybody's going to win the World Series.
That's right. That's right. Well, man, appreciate everybody taking the time to call in and talk to us and getting this information. We appreciate our sponsors. We could not do it without them. And most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.